Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning is from the gospel lesson, specifically from Jesus' words to the crowd, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see?" This is our text. You may be seated. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, Christmas, I will submit to you, is the most beautiful time of the year. Doesn't look like we're going to have a white Christmas this year. You know, I wouldn't mind, you know, like maybe a half inch of fresh snow on Christmas Eve, and then it can go back up to 60 Christmas Day. Because it is beautiful to drive around with a nice, white, fresh blanket of snow that just makes all the Christmas lights hanging in everybody's yards look so much better. I mean, Easter is a nice time of year, yes. It can be beautiful with the flowers blooming and everybody putting on their finest Easter dresses. But people don't put up Christmas trees at Easter time. People don't put lights out on their house at Christmas time. So yes, Christmas is the most beautiful time of the year. There are just so many beautiful sights for us to see. Christmas trees all decorated, presents wrapped up neatly underneath the tree, all kinds of lights and decorations on houses, beautiful tables set up with gorgeous meals with all the trimmings, Christmas cards, lit candles, a fresh blanket of snow. All of these sights make Christmas the most beautiful time of the year. So in our gospel lesson for today, Jesus asks the crowds repeatedly, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see?" Because apparently there was something very special out in the wilderness back then that people wanted to go out there and see. And that something special was John the Baptist. And so Jesus asked them, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see?" In other words, what did you expect to find in John the Baptist out in the wilderness? Did you go out there to see spectacular plant life? Did you go out there to see the beautiful and gorgeous Jordan River? Did you go out there to see a rich and powerful man? No. None of that. They went out into the wilderness to see a prophet. And what they got to see was something very, very special. It was a very special treat because John the Baptist was the very last of the Old Testament prophets. And there hadn't been one of those for 400 years. His job was very special too. His job was to prepare the way for the coming of Christ. His job was to get the people ready to acknowledge their sin and then point them to Jesus as the Christ, as the Messiah, as our text says, as the coming one, the Savior of the world. Now, if you went out into that region of the Jordan to see John, what would you see? Well, in John, you would have seen a typical Jewish man dressed up in a prophet's clothing of camel hair. Nothing spectacular, let me tell you that. You would go out and see a man who ate locusts and wild honey that he probably harvested himself. If you went out into the wilderness to see John, you would have heard him say things like, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham." Not a very pleasant message. And yet, it's a very true message. John knew what we all need to know, that we are sinners, We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and left on our own, we would be destined for an eternity in hell. But if John's message stopped there, if he stopped right there just by telling us how bad we all are, his message would have been totally unfruitful. Knowing that we are sinners does us no good unless we know how to deal with our sin. And that's where Jesus comes in. John the Baptist, besides pointing people out and pointing to their sin, John the Baptist was also the one who saw Jesus walking by one day after he had baptized him and points to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Oh, to be sure, John could preach the law like the best of them. He may have been the best at pointing out sin that there ever been. But he also has the distinct honor of being able to point to Jesus, quite literally, as the cure to sin. He might have been a little bit sketchy on the details. He might not have known exactly how Jesus was going to do away with sin. He probably had no clue that Jesus was going to die on the cross. But John knew that Jesus was the Messiah, the very Lamb of God. Our text for today really has served as a text over which there is a whole lot of debate. You've got people like me that look at John, or, well, put it this way. There are a lot of people that look at our text for today and believe that John was starting to doubt that Jesus was the Messiah. After all, he's in jail. He's been there for quite some time, and he sends his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the Christ? Are you the coming one, or should we look for another?" And then there are people like me that take a look at the text and say, "Hey, John was the one that leapt in his mother's womb when Mary came in and was pregnant with Jesus, and Jesus was there in his very presence. How could the one who saw the Holy Spirit descend on Jesus at his baptism doubt that he is the Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah?" Dr. Just, in his commentary, clears up this whole text when he says something along the lines that John wasn't really doubting that Jesus was the Messiah. It's just that Jesus was doing things that were unexpected, that John didn't really expect. You see, they were looking for a Messiah that would come with vengeance. They were looking for a Messiah that would come and take over the world and free them from Roman domination. And that's not what Jesus did. Jesus came healing people. Jesus came giving sight to the blind. Jesus came giving hearing to those who are deaf. Jesus came healing all kinds of diseases and preaching about the love of God. And so Jesus points John to the text that we have in today. He points him all the way back to Isaiah. And he says, "The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news preached to them." You see, all those actions are actions that the Old Testament says that the Christ is going to do. And by pointing to his actions, Jesus was telling John the Baptist without a shadow of a doubt, "Yeah, I'm the coming one. I'm the Christ. I'm the Messiah. You don't have to look any farther. I am he." There are beautiful sights around this time of the year, but the most beautiful sight that we can see is the sight of the baby Jesus lying in the manger. But lest we get too caught up in that sweet, beautiful baby, we also need to keep one eye on the cross. Because of our sin, Jesus wasn't just sent to be born in a stable and then sleep in a manger. because that would do us no good. No, the real reason that Jesus came, the real reason for Jesus being born in Bethlehem, was so that he could die on the cross in Jerusalem. You see, it's on the cross where our sins are taken away. And it's on the cross where our punishment is placed on Jesus' shoulders. It is on the cross where Jesus makes atonement for all of our sin. It is on the cross where we are saved. The cross may not be the most beautiful sight in the world, but it's on the cross where Jesus died. And it's on the cross where we are saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the peace of God, which far